Well, Coach, you were part of the 1980s SIU title game. I'm sure you were part of maybe some other deep playoff runs in your high school, college, and maybe even coaching career. But when was the last time that you were part of a deep playoff run like this?
This is as far as I've been.
Yeah.
You know, with the exception of the national title in 83, we were 13-1, so we played 14 games that year. As far as the high school game, I mean, mm-hmm. This is as far as I've been. I mean, I've been to playoffs many years, right, but never gone this far.
What's the feeling as a coach to be able to go into a game as big as this?
Well, it's phenomenal. I mean, to be playing in November and the week before Thanksgiving and to have a chance to play a hit for Thanksgiving Day, I mean, it's a phenomenal feeling.
Jake seemed to be hesitating a whole bunch since he came back from the injury, but last week he really stepped up with Des being keyed in on a bunch.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're banged up, but I imagine everybody that's playing this many games is probably going to be a little banged up. So, Hop's a tough kid, and he can hurt you, and as can Des and the three fullbacks we have. Obviously with our passing game, we can hurt you a little bit in the passing game too if we can execute and give our quarterback time. We feel good about all the options that we have, and it's kind of a balanced thing. So that's makes it kind of hard to stop.
Fans haven't really seen, though, since maybe the Carterville or Massac County game, of Des and Jake being able to go 100% at the same time, basically. For those that maybe haven't seen that in a while, what's that look like? What's that do for the offense?
Well, it's great when they can't key on one guy, it makes it a little more difficult to stop. You know, I mean, that's the thing. And if we can run inside and outside and throw the ball and mix that in and mix it up a little bit, it makes it a little harder to defend.
What's the challenge at Effingham this week?
Well, I mean, they're awful good. I mean, they win 11 games without having something going for you. They're well coached. They have great coaches, and they have I know a couple of them. I know of a couple of them, and I know Mike McDonald, who's their freshman coach, who was there long. He's a Hall of Fame guy, and he's on their staff and does their freshman. And Coach Dowd, I think, is their defensive coordinator. He was at Vandalia for years, and I don't know if he's a Hall of Fame guy, but he's a very, very good coach. He calls their defense for him, and so I know that I'm not real familiar with Coach Hefner, mm-hmm. but he seemed like a really good guy. Their kids play hard. They play after. They do things the right way. They tackle well. They block well. They got big kids. The quarterback's thrown for 2,400 yards. They got a 1,200 yard receiver and a 900 yard back. So, and the quarterback's also run for I think 600 yards. And they got a lot of weapons, and they got some. We got to be able to contain those guys a little bit and not give up big plays.
I was going to talk about the quarterback. He's got a lot of yards all over the place, a lot of touchdowns too. How do you neutralize a kid like that?
Well, we just got to do what we do. We got to try to find a way to make sure we line up right in all the formations. There are multiple formations, and they try to get you to maybe line up wrong. They do they do a few things out of each formation, and that is hard to defend. As far as us, I mean, we've got to tackle well, we got to be in the right gaps, and we got to can't let the big guys wash us down and that kind of thing. And we got to be able to, big thing is just tackling well and not giving up the big play over the top. Their number 11, I think it is their big receiver. He loves the post patterns, and he catches the ball in the middle of the field, and he had great concentration, catches the ball over his shoulder and does those kinds of things. And he's got good speed too, so those things are hard to be hard to defend. We just got to make sure we don't give up a big play.
Is this the biggest line that you've seen this year? And can Aiden and Michael Shearer and the rest of your defense get past them with their speed?
Well, if it's not the biggest line we've seen, it's pretty close. These guys are big. They have tight splits. That concerns me because of the tight splits. But our guys are good after it, and our guys are going to fight. We're going to fight until the very end and let the chips fall where they may, so to speak.
Best of luck, Coach.
Thank you.